T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah! We got Flyers Penguins back! It's back, Bob!
We got a lot to talk about. Joe Starkey's fired up. It started when he couldn't find his headsets. Now he found them. There's gratification in the air. Good morning, Austin.
Joe, did you break your streak of not drinking coffee today?
Hell no.
You are bouncing off the walls.
Because we're going to talk, obviously, a lot of Steelers. Let's just get right to it. Are you okay, Limits?
I'm doing great. Good? Yes,
yeah.
I am wonderful.
Is that a Pirates hat on?
It is the fan hat.
Fan hat, okay. Yeah. I just saw the black and yellow. That's all black and gold.
Black and yellow, black and yellow.
To celebrate our big event today, our big fan event at Mike's Beer Bar.
That's
right. Tony Pierce's cancer is tonight, Bob. The nipples will be pierced.
Yeah, he was all worried about that. I thought the prep happened last night, maybe into today, so he may be not in a good state of mind. But it's like taking a shot. I reminded him, it's like taking a shot. You close your eyes. And then realize you're going to have some dangling earrings out of your nipples.
Yes, sir. The top special at Mike's tonight is Pony's Nipples on a Platter. Right, Bob? $4.99? $4.99. I don't know if I'm staying for that aspect of it. Are you?
I got to work. So I get off and we have to tape something. There's no time for
that's
me to
selfish,
get it. If I went
Bob,
over there, I would.
You helped us win a Marconi and now you're not going to be there for the nipple piercing?
I'm along for the ride on this whole thing. So you get all the credit. You too, not me. I'm part-time pump.
Part-time. You look great today, though. What's on your hat, Bob? It appears to be a parrot.
It's a parrot. It's part of the logo of the Abaco Club, which is where you should play.
Where's
it's
that?
Down in the Bahamas, and it's a beautiful club. It's where Tiger Woods has his annual soiree.
I'd like that. I was looking at potential trips.
You don't want to know how much it costs, though.
I don't care because you're treating. Let's start with Wednesday's is six pack time, right, Bob? There's a million things going on. Thank you, Limits, for starting us. Ron's already 11 deep in Fort Myers. The least we can do is try and catch up, Bob. Let's make this a 12 pack. And I want to start with the Penguins because that was entertaining. There's so many different takes from it. The one that stands, well, there's two that stand out above all. All hell broke loose. In right after the shootout, right? At the end of the shootout. Or no?
No, it was before
the shootout, yes. At the end of overtime.
Yes.
And that's part of the point here, Bob. I'm a little overexcited this morning.
That's okay. We like that.
The Flyers became they're the Flyers again. Okay?
Rick Tocchet's their head coach.
That's exactly right. And it's easy to hate their guts. And Zegras is a punk for what he did. But good. He's a lovable punk. He's a Flyer punk. You want to hate the Flyers. The Flyers are supposed to have punks. And the Penguins and the Flyers are supposed to do what they did at the end of overtime yesterday. That's what Flyers Penguins should look like. There's some new blood in this thing. And let's hate Zegras. Let's hate the Flyers. Great. That's what it's supposed to be. All hell's supposed to break loose. Unfortunately, Bob, the referees blew it. All we talked about yesterday in regard to this game was the frozen frenzy, right? About how we were going to be watching 8 million games last night on ESPN. tons and tons of hockey, and they built up to it with ads during everything for a month, like the Frozen Frenzy. Every team's in action. So we get to the Frozen Frenzy. We have all hell break loose at the end of overtime. And what do?
Split screen.
Well,
bothered me.
That bothered me, too. They don't let Sidney Crosby participate in the shootout.
Or Zegras, for that matter.
Or Zegras. But Sidney Crosby, what are you doing? Just overlook whatever might have happened. Say that we'll let the league take care of it. We didn't see anything. Maybe the linesman could say I was too busy tackling Parker Weatherspoon to notice anything. They keep Sidney Crosby out of the shootout on the Frozen Frenzy night. Bob, what are they doing?
What
are your thoughts on everything I said? Remember what I said.
I thought the same thing. I said, you're gonna call this 32 teams in action or whatever it is. Every team's playing. We're going to go and take you everywhere. This is Frozen called Frenzy. Well,
but your biggest star in action.
You're right. And that's the thing. I don't know what he did. Did he?
He came off the bench.
Okay,
there's no doubt about that.
It was at the end of regulation and everybody's piling on one another. Whatever.
The end of overtime even.
Or overtime. I didn't think that was a good call. I would have kept both of them in the game. I would have.
Me too.
Now, Zegras, on the other hand, what he did was a punk move. There's no question about that. And he better watch who he picks on.
And God bless him for that, right, Bob?
Would have ripped his head off.
You know what I'm saying? I know.
But he did. He had no business taking his helmet off the way he did.
I know.
And then he hides behind everybody. He's done the Michael Jackson moonwalk getting away from people.
Yes, he's a villain.
Well, guess what? They have long memories in hockey.
Yes.
So don't be surprised if he gets lit up like a Christmas tree when they play next.
And isn't that the beauty of it, Bob? That's my point.
Yeah, there were so many components of that game. The offside that denied them a goal, which was a great call. All of that stuff.
Two disallowed goals in overtime.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a wildly entertaining hockey game, and that's what Penguins Flyers is supposed to look like. That's why the great Herb Brooks, after the Penguins won game one in that crazy playoff series all those years ago, the year 2000, I think, somebody asked him after the game, because the Penguins won by blowout in game one and the Flyers started stirring all the stuff at the end of the game. You didn't have to dump that, did you, Limits?
I did not.
Yeah, stirring stuff at the end of the game and starting fights and beating people up. And then somebody asked Herb Brooks after game one, he was sitting up at the podium, what'd you think of that? What do you think of the Flyers? He didn't say anything. He just looked at us, turned to his side, and feigned to spit on the ground, Bob. That's what he thought of the Philadelphia Flyers.
Yeah.
That, my friends, is the beauty of this. It's good to hate the Flyers again, Bob. You want people to hate in sports, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's how rivalries. It's a hate. Let's clarify that. A hate, a healthy hate.
It's a sports hate. Yes.
You hate this guy. This guy hates you. Sidney Crosby gets booed vociferously when he comes on the ice in Philly. To me, that's always a sign of respect. I've talked to him about that. He says, what are you going to do? They know I'm here. Yeah, they do, and they don't want you there. And the officials made sure you weren't there for the shootout, which is just ridiculous.
Now, he clearly came off the bench.
It doesn't matter.
They were outnumbered, number one. Yoa reported, too, that the Penguins thought that the doors were already open. The Zambonis were ready to come out. Like, what do you... And they're outnumbered on the ice, and the linesman is pinning... I think it was Weatherspoon. He pinned him to the ice like it was wrestling. So, okay, technically, Sid gets deserved, I guess, a misconduct. I guess technically... But you have to just in the moment be thinking clearly there and say, okay, you know what? It was a melee. We don't know what the hell happened. We'll let the league sort it out. In the meantime, Sid, you're in the shootout. Zegras, you're in the shootout. The Frozen Frenzy is what we came here for, not to watch linesmen pin Parker Weatherspoon to the ice and not to watch Sidney Crosby not participate in the shootout.
Yeah, the game was over at that point. You go into a shootout, which means you don't have any more skating going on. So at that point,
he probably thought
the game's over. Everyone's coming onto the ice.
Right.
So I thought the whole thing was ridiculous.
Stupidity.
It is. And that's the NHL shooting themselves in the foot when they should have just... And they could have done that. They took forever to try to figure this out. They could have had communication with New York, say, hey, leave those guys in the game. They'll be assessed the misconduct or whatever.
Idiots.
And they didn't do it.
They're idiots,
What
Bob.
Did you think of the Malkin goal that was disallowed?
I mean,
it's in the rules. I read the rules. I went back and looked at it. It is in the rules.
Shelov skated to the bench like he was Harry Callis in a marathon. What took him so long to get to the bench? He played great, but my God.
I had no idea that was a rule.
That is a rule.
Like I
it's
thought,
not,
that,
it's not a penalty. It's not anything that was resulting in too many men on the ice, which a lot of people thought.
But also, Malkin's got to kind of read the play. I mean,
well, he jumped way too soon.
Way
it's too
soon.
Obvious.
The guy wasn't even halfway to the bench.
So I didn't have a problem with that call because I looked and saw it in the book. Okay,
right.
I don't necessarily. Yeah, I think it's fine. They just didn't do it right, and they got caught.
Yeah, and they got caught. Meantime, let's have another one. Oh, limitless wonder. Thank you, Bob. The Penguins sit here tied for first place in the Metro. What are we, a little over an eighth into the season?
Yeah.
Some people talk about Thanksgiving as being the magic time to be in playoff position in the NHL. They're tied for first with the Devils, who have a game in hand. They're plus 10. That's the best goal differential in the East. It's the best in the East right now, Bob. They got another point last night, even though they got outplayed for a large portion of the game again. It's freakish how they keep coming up with points and wins in games where they're outplayed for a large degree. Do they have staying power? Is this going to be a story? You are the only person I know of in this town who predicted the Penguins to go to the playoffs. What did you know that nobody else knew, Bob? And are they for real?
I guess I was thinking about what happened in Washington with Carberry coming in there and turning them around the way he did. He didn't do it with a whole bunch of different personnel changes. There were some young guys brought up. I just thought with the high-end talent they have, the whole thing was goaltending. And I still believe in their goaltending. Even Jarry, I thought he's always better than what he's shown, even though, again, it'll come down to postseason if they get there, what he does there. But I thought if they got the kind of goaltending, they would have an infusion of young guys who may fire up the old guys and that sort of thing. And I think Dan Muse, I talked to a lot of people who just sung his praises all over college hockey, wherever he was, that he was one of those guys who can bring guys together. And you, outside of last night where I thought they got very sloppy, you know, they're playing a structurally sound game for the most part. They are. You're not seeing wild turnovers, 4-on-2s, 3-on-1s.
Well, the other night they had 31 giveaways, though.
Well, I'm
Yet
saying,
they win the game.
But that's going to happen from time to time.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, you don't see that as rampant as it was in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So.
You predicted this, Bob.
Yeah, I may be wrong, too. It's a long season, as you said.
No, I want you to take credit and take
power,
the compliment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Staying power is a tough thing because that means consistently doing it. They have a lot of guys who've not been through this grind, and one of them is Ben Kindle, who's reached his limit of 9 games.
That's the next thing on our thing.
And the other
Limits
thing is
crack
Harrison,
a beer.
Brunick.
There we go.
I stole your beer before.
I'm sorry. You jumped ahead. You're like Malkin. You jumped off the bench, and I wasn't even over
and
there yet.
And you're
Bob.
Like, Sheila, she took forever to get to your point.
stop that. I don't want to hear him anymore. Bob, what did you just say? Oh, Ben Kindle has played his 9th game. They got a decision to make before Thursday.
Decisions, decisions.
There's no decision here. What's he going to do? They're good so far.
And he's
important. Keep him. There's no decision here, is there?
No, not for him. Brunick, I think, is a different case. I think, while I'd like to see him stay, and I think he in the same way won't necessarily benefit from going back to his junior team. I do think if you play him, you know, you're always going to use 8 defensemen throughout the course of the year. There are going to be injuries.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to play
every
single game.
I'd like to see him
game.
With Sid at some point. That's what I'd like
You're talking
to
about
see.
Kindle?
Yes.
I'm talking about Brunick.
Oh.
But yeah, Kindle has to be in the top 6 eventually. He is made for that. He's not made to be a grinder, although maybe that'll help him along the way to understand that there's a two-way of playing here.
Yeah.
But the fact that his locker's next to Sid, the fact that I think just having him up here the entire season to see what this is like, access to all the things he needs, and sitting next to Sidney Crosby will help him. Going to juniors won't.
Next. Very well said, Bob, I might add. The Steelers made a trade. They've acquired Kyle Duggar, safety from the New England Patriots. They seem to be collecting out of favor, perhaps washed up Patriots safeties. I don't know that that's the best business to be in right now, but they did bring him in a couple years ago. He was good, and then he sustained an ankle injury, and now he's not good. So what do you make of this?
A desperation move by a team that needs help, and you know they have Jabril Peppers.
Do they? I haven't noticed him.
Well, special teams is all, but you know my point is, you're right. This is a guy who's had a good career in the sense that he's had like 9 interceptions. He's been one of those guys that can move around, but he also commands a lot of money. And that's the other thing New England was trying to get rid of, I think, beyond this year. He's going to be a free agent after this year, which wasn't originally his contract. They're going to pay most of this contract for this year. So Steelers aren't tied to anyone longer term with him. I guess it's just it's a desperation move to try to help out a secondary that is not very good
yeah.
right now.
It that's what it is. And if the Patriots, who very well could be in competition with the Steelers for a playoff spot, Bob, we don't know that. The Bills and Ravens could still win these two divisions. Do you think they're going to unload a player? I mean, this is somebody else in the AFC North going to start crying about the Patriots the way that Mike Tomlin cried about Flacco? Why are you giving the Steelers help at safety if you're going to be competing with them for a playoff
spot?
Well,
he hasn't been a consistent player with them. So
that's the thing.
That's one thing.
I was kidding, but
whether or not he makes a difference, I don't know.
Well, my point was, do you think that the Patriots, knowing they could be in competition with the Steelers for a playoff spot, would give them a player that they think is good?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No.
Me neither. Let me read you what The Athletic said. Duggar was an ascending player, but he became too inconsistent in recent years and fell out of favor with new coach Mike Vrabel. In 2025, he's played a career-low 43% of New England's defensive snaps. Basically, they go on to say he used to be fast, but he had an ankle injury a couple years ago and isn't fast anymore. So that's somewhat problematic. And then they say that he hits people for sure. He sounds like Deshaun Elliott in a way. He hits people, but he doesn't make a lot of splash plays. His last interception was in 2023. His last fumble recovery in 2022. This sounds like the worst of Minka. The guy goes years without a turnover, Bob.
Do you think they have seller's remorse when it comes to Minka?
No.
Well, before you say no, the one thing he did do was he may not have been making, and I think maybe he was a victim of all those interceptions he made when he first got here. That level of play could not sustain itself. But he's a guy who, you know, at least took care of the middle of the field to the point where you didn't see a whole bunch of stuff down the middle of the field.
That's arguable.
It is arguable, but I'm just asking. I'm asking that.
You remember what Joe Burrow did to them in Cincinnati last year?
I remember what Joe Burrow did to a lot of teams. Yeah.
Yeah.
But my point is, I don't know if that's, if you look back at that trade, and I thought Jonnu Smith would be more involved than what he is too, and that's not happening.
I still think this version of Ramsey is a better player than that version of Minka that we saw last. But I get your point though. that they seem to be lacking a quarterback of the secondary, a center fielder type, but he wasn't that anymore anyway, I don't think.
Well, they had communication issues with, and now they have communications without him. So,
right.
So somebody's not communicating.
Right. And the whole Deshaun Elliott thing, I'm very confused about. He went on injured reserve. Am I right about that? Tomlin made it sound like it was just a week-to-week
thing. I don't think it's officially that yet. I saw that from Rappaport, who suggested that would happen.
That would happen, okay.
That would make sense, only because of what you saw that injury. It didn't. I guess he's lucky his ACL is intact. It's a hyperextension. That's a lot better diagnosis than the other way around.
But with him, Bob, I like his heart and I like his hit, but he can't cover people either.
No,
he misses tackles too.
Oh, boy, they had a lot of missed tackles. Slay missed a lot of tackles.
The fact that,
what do they do at cornerback moving forward?
I don't know. I guess you give Corey Trice a shot. Is he ready to go? Do you play Echols more?
Echols might play more.
Is that the good news or the bad news?
Well, I'm just saying. I think that's how many moves can you make with the person?
I don't know. Echols strikes me as a guy who hit a couple pinch hit homers, but then you put him in your starting outfield and he gets exposed.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Slay appears to be a bust. Joey Porter Jr., I'm like the rest of us, still waiting, right?
Yeah, and this is the wrong week to try to experiment with things when you got
you
a team like
the wrong week to quit sniffing glue, Bob, right?
Yeah.
Next. All right, Bob. Here's the other situation with the Steelers, and I wrote about this for the Post-Gazette. On top of all of their other issues defensively, they're not trying? Are we to believe that? Cam Hayward the other day, do we have that clip still limits about him talking about their lack of fight against the Packers? Bob, this was a game where the Steelers were coming. This is the Pittsburgh Steelers defense we're talking about. We're coming off a humiliating effort against the Bengals and had extra time to prepare and presumably extra motivation because of that game. And because this was a Sunday night Aaron Rodgers game against his old team at home. Mm-hmm. If there were ever a night where we wouldn't want to be talking about effort, then this would have been the night, and yet this is what we got from Cam Hayward after the game.
You know, adversity a lot better, man. I think this game kind of eroded in the second half, and big plays were, you know, the death of us today. You're not going to be perfect out there. But you got to keep fighting. I just think there's a lot of ball and, you know, not enough fight on our side.
Not enough fight on our side? Now, here's how I feel about that at first blush. I've been in a lot of these locker rooms over the years in different sports, and effort is always like a lowest common denominator excuse, oftentimes used as a deflection by a player. Because he doesn't want to say our coaches got out schemed, for example. He doesn't want to say they're just better than us. We don't have enough talent. So a lot of times it's a default to go
back. I hear it too.
However, in this case, you have to be way more careful with your words because nobody wants to hear that. And on top of that, you had more people talking about it yesterday, the day after. You had Joey Porter Jr. talking about effort, and then you have Juan Thornhill, Bob, who I think is still frozen in midair on that pass from the other night, saying this, Brooke Pryor quoting him, saying, if I'm being completely honest, I don't feel like the effort was there. We have to have that conversation, Thornhill said. We got to let everybody know that effort should not be something we should be paying attention to. You always need to play hard. That sounds like a peewee football speech. That's about the last thing anybody wanted to hear from that game the other night, and it's embarrassing. They're indicting themselves, and they're inciting fans. I hate to say that, but they are inciting fans by telling them we didn't have the effort in that game. Do you think people who aren't paid millions of dollars to play football want to hear that from multiple players? Man, Bob, are the problems even bigger than we think? Because it wasn't long ago. And it makes me wonder, A, if they have too many fat cats on defense who have already made their money. And B, if they're quitting on Mike Tomlin, which I flatly accused them of in the playoff game last year, this defense, and so did Kirk Herbstreit, with millions of people watching on television, accused them of quitting during a playoff game. Listen to this.
If I were a Steelers fan, the thing that would concern me just watching this first half, you're in the postseason. You're getting dominated. I don't see any fight. I don't see any pushback. It's one thing to lose XOs against a really talented offense, but where the hell is the fight? Mm. This is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. There's nothing. They're just going through the motion.
We're still talking about it, Bob. Your thoughts?
No, that's as damning as it gets. You don't want to hear that at all, especially in a playoff game. But I think what this comes down to, and perhaps what Cam Hayward was referring to, is when they have big plays against them, all of a sudden it's almost like, oh, man, here we go again. They're not digging in and trying to make up for that play with something better. You know, they're just, okay, it happens to us. It's going to happen again. And it seems like it goes over and over. I still remember the play against Seattle with Kenneth Walker untouched for 20 yards on a 3rd and 20 when they could have settled for a field goal. Instead, he just walks into the end zone.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's not a good look. It's a reflection on coaching. It's a reflection on individuals who
It's a reflection on leadership.
Leadership, as we're going to say, the guys who made the money are supposed to be the leaders. You internally, a lot of coaches will tell you they can go so far. It's the players and the accountability within the locker room, player to player, that also has a role in this. So they're missing something there. And, you know, last week we saw in a Sunday night game, they had everything going their way. 16-7 at halftime, getting the ball the second half to start. They could have run the ball with fight, and they came out passing, and it didn't work. And it opened the door for other things against them. So, you know, there are a lot of things about that game I hated to see. And this is the wrong week to try to use Indianapolis as a remedy, because be careful what you see with that team.
It's just the last thing that fans in this town want to hear. We're not trying hard enough. Are you blanking kidding me that's coming from within the locker room? That's not Kirk Herbstreit saying it. That's Cam Hayward and Thornhill and Porter and others. It's pathetic is what it is. 412-928-9370, 928-9370. And it truly is, Bob, the very last thing that fans want to hear from the team that they pay their own hard-earned money to go watch. It's unbelievable. And if it's not true, if it's just like a default excuse to go to, a convenient excuse, they got to watch their words better. Because again, nobody, absolutely nobody, wants to hear that your effort was lacking, especially coming off that game against the Bengals. This is a town where Joe Green once lived, Jack Lambert, James Harrison, and I know he eventually quit on the Steelers, but you get the point. Kevin Green. And listen to James Harrison. And these guys are going to be here Sunday. If I'm Mike Tomlin, and he, of course, disagreed that there was a lack of effort, although if you watch Darius Slay on the goal line on the one touchdown, Bob,
yeah,
that was a business decision.
Yeah, he didn't want to get involved in that one.
That was one where if I'm pointing to a lack of fight, that's Exhibit A. James Harrison was on his podcast Limits with Joe Hayden the other day. If I'm Tomlin, I think I might have James Harrison and some of his old buddies like the Farrier Pigeon give a little pregame speech on Sunday. I might do that.
They do it in college all the time.
Yeah.
Bring guys in.
This is how James Harrison feels about what he saw the other night, and I imagine he's not alone.
On the Debo and Joe show.
They're not playing at a high level. Do you know what I'm saying? Like something they have to perform better. They have to put the
eyes. Bro, how you don't get up for Sunday night football if you can't get up for nothing else? Ain't nothing else on but you at home in front of your family, your kids.
I would not
make that name on your back mean something. Make them 3 stars on your chest mean
Debo, it wasn't me not performing. I'm just trying to let you know. That's why I'm like you said, I could be like your counselor, bro, because it's okay. It's all gonna be okay. Everything's still gonna be okay.
Joe, you came from a line of losers.
Now you being disrespectful.
I love that line back. You came from a line of losers.
Of course, that's Joe Hayden with James Harrison from their podcast. You could just play that. Just play James Harrison saying that.
I would have him in the locker room. I would. With the same, try to dig in, James, that same feeling you felt during that podcast. Bring it in there and look those guys straight in the eye. I think that's a good idea, actually.
It feels like a lot of fat cats. It feels like some guys who are making, at least one we saw the other night, making business decisions. And you have to ask about the leadership within the room and the leadership of Mike Tomlin. I mean, Are they playing hard for him?
You know, if you look back, Joe, if you really want to go back to regular season, dating back to last year, they're 4-8 in their last 12 regular season games.
Yeah. And that's, then all the defensive numbers are just horrific.
Yeah, and that's what really is. You know, you have an offense, and this goes back to a couple of weeks ago when you suggested it, and you're probably going to be right. When you have a team that struggles defensively, why not load up on offense? Try to just cover it up with as much scoring as you can. And you have a quarterback who it looks like can do that. And that'll be the decision they make at a trade deadline. What are they going to do next, if anything? And that's coming up next Tuesday. Is that the day?
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're in the middle of a 12-pack here in honor of our old friend Ron Cook. Plus, it's the way we start the show every Wednesday, Bob, and I think it's going marvelously so far. Do you?
Yes, I do. We're off to a hot start.
You can
and listen. We can only hope the Steelers do the same on Sunday night.
Man. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Limits, may I have a crack? Thank you. A new Quinnipiac poll, Bob, found that about half of NFL fans say the league is doing enough to protect players from serious injuries. And in addition to that, and related to that, 60% of those people polled support an extended season. Do you want to see more football, or do we have enough?
I like when football season is here. There's a lot of stuff to talk about, but I think if I'm a player, I'm not necessarily interested in that unless the pay goes up radically high. It's already approaching those levels in so many ways, but I think it is fine the way it is. We know it's going to go to 18 games. There is talk about a 20-game schedule.
Yeah,
that would at the point, you know. And here's why I wouldn't want it. Number one, they can tell me all they want about injuries maybe reducing. It seems like the prolific quarterbacks are always out of action. When you get late in the season, you're going to have all these backups going head to head. I don't want to see that kind of football. It becomes sort of just a watered down version of what you would expect when you have the elite guys in there. So I think you got to be careful what you wish for there. I think it's fine the way it is.
Next. I do too, by the way. It's enough. I love football as much as the next person, but by the end of the season, I'm ready for it to end. And I also think it waters down the quality of the league the more right. games you play. It's enough. Jeremy Fowler reporting that the Steelers, he thinks, and this isn't necessarily based on, you know, hard and fast reporting. It's more of an opinion of his that they're going to trade for Jacoby Myers. Would you like to see that, Bob?
Yes, that was the one guy when you asked about all these wide receivers available. He makes the most sense to me. And they need. I still think they need more bodies over there. They really do. Roman Wilson should get more play based on what he did last week, which was his best game statistically. But you're still going to need even more help over there. And what would happen if DK Metcalf got injured? If you don't have any insurance behind him, then what do you do?
Good question. And I would love to see Myers here. I mean, just last season, he was a 1,000-yard receiver. He plays inside. He plays outside. He's a versatile player. He's dependable. He's known as a very high IQ player, ability to make adjustments, things like that. I think he's which makes him perfect, I think, for Aaron Rodgers. Versatile, dependable, high IQ weapon with dependable hands, by the way, too. I love the idea.
He's currently playing, which is something that we don't see about some of the people they bring in here. They're either out of work, looking for an opportunity. You know, there's a lot of talk about Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and I don't know if they officially did anything on that or not. There was a lot of talk about it, but to me, he would be a guy you put on a practice squad and just use in case you need him. But he's not going to make that much of a difference. I'd rather have a guy like Jacoby Myers who's playing and playing now, and you know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
It gives you an immediate impact on that position.
Next. This I just saw from Ian Rapoport about Kyle Duggar's contract, the latest questionable safety from the New England Patriots. The Steelers seem to be collecting such players. They're gonna pay a large portion of his salary this season, Bob. And then the final 2 years of this dude's $58 million deal, a four-year deal, it was extended through 27 by the Patriots, has been, quote, wiped out. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good deal in the end. So they're getting a guy for free. That's what you call a low-risk move. I don't know if he's any good, but they're getting him for free.
Yeah, and that's why it makes sense if you're going to, you know, for the immediate help. He may not be what you ultimately need, but at least he's a body they could put in there who has some experience. And when he was at his best, he was a pretty good player. He wouldn't have gotten $58 million if he wasn't. Yeah, but it makes it so that there's really little risk when it comes to future allocations with his money. It's not going to be there. And for him to be a free agent, I mean, see, that's the thing about contracts that we often don't talk about. When we talk players get all this money and it blah, 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 but a lot of players have no control over what happens.
Right.
If ownership wants to just say, you know what, we signed that, but we're going to move on from you, and therefore we're going to cancel those, or we're not going to do them. Players don't have much recourse there, which is why the guaranteed money has to be higher if you're a player.
All right, Bob. That was our 12-pack. You performed wonderfully, I thought, there. Cloudy today.
With each and every beer gone by.
Yeah. I thought you got better and better as the game went on. Cloudy today with a high of Cole Holcomb, 55. And a low of Jordan Dangerfield. Remember him, Bob? Number 37.
Yes, I do. Special teams guru, somebody who was doing that kind of stuff.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And now it's time to get to Starkey's Card of the Week. You can listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about this, the Card of the Week, from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Our friend Jeff Patton, General Patton, we like to call him. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. That's your chance to win. Bob, do you have a guess on this week's pick? Who might it be? I'm going to say Sidney Crosby for his 1,700th NHL point.
That's the one it'll end up being, and rightfully so for what he was. And then he's already on 1,800 with 1,701 after that and 1,702 last night. So
yeah.
I'm going to go with Freddie Freeman. Just because of
that's a good pick. Wonder Twin, how about you?
It could be this every week, but how do you take away from Shohei Ohtani pitching last
night? You're right about that.
What was he on base 8 times?
Nine times
limit.
Insane.
Well, we pick him every week, so
I know.
We have to change the deck a little bit.
This was his most remarkable performance, though, over the last.
Yeah, and then all he did the next night was pitch, and despite a mistake last night, he was pretty darn good. General, how are you, and what do you got?
Gentlemen, good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm going to change it up a little bit this week. We're going to go with an Ohtani rookie pitching. Mm. Last week it was an Ohtani rookie hitting. After he literally has cards in both formats. This one's as a pitcher, but how do you get on base 9 times in one game?
It's ridiculous. Well, you play 18 innings for one thing, but still.
I would walk him every time if that were the case. Barry Bonds had the same treatment when he was playing.
And then get on base 9 times and then follow it up the next night by getting your team into the 7th inning on the mound. It's a pretty good combo. But I'll tell you what we're going to do to change it up.
Please.
I'm going to throw in a Vladimir Guerrero rookie, too, because he's hitting missiles.
Home runs and one last night.
Phenomenal. And we'll throw in a Sid card, too, because who doesn't love Sid? We've loved on him for 20 years, and it's still not enough.
Thank you, General. You're the nicest man who ever lived.
Thank you, Jeff.
You guys have a great day. Take care.
The same.
He is a nice man, isn't he, Bob?
Yes. And he provided us with some nice hoodies to wear.
I think pretty soon.
Card Castle Edition.
Yeah, we'll be out there pretty soon, I think, doing another show. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, that was really interesting. All the stuff in there was so much more than I ever could have imagined.
I went home that day with a framed Jack Youngblood Fred Dreyer photo, a giant framed photo, those classic L.A. Rams defensemen in those old blue and white uniforms, and it hangs today in my man cave. How do you like that, Bob?
I think that's a good choice.
Would you like to know what other photos are framed in the man cave?
Sure.
Wrong. The Civic Arena is one. Used to be my workplace.
I have a piece of the roof of the Civic Arena.
Do you?
Autographed by Mario.
Well,
wow.
You outdid me there, clearly.
Well, since you brought Civic Arena, the only thing I have from there, but it's pretty cool.
I'm being honest. You outdid me there. A piece of the roof autographed by Mario. Bob.
It's all part of the foundation, you know. He puts a lot of this stuff up for bids, and you can buy them to make money for breast cancer research, for also Austin's Playroom, for cancer in general. He's done such a good job. He and Nancy,
Drew,
all the people over there. They do a great job in the Mario Lemieux Foundation.
I'll say. And, Bob, I think that building is one of the most unique, one of the coolest, I guess pun intended, venues that there's ever been in American sports.
I loved it.
I mean, and that's what the photo is. It's a shot above the skyline, looking down at this spaceship-looking venue. I mean, it was phenomenal. Did you ever go in there when it was open?
No, but I wanted the one night where they had the Pittsburgh Triangles playing, the tennis team with Vitas Gerulaitis.
Yeah, yeah.
They had it open the one night, and I wanted to go up there, and I got stuck doing something else, and I didn't go. I would have loved to have seen that, but it took forever to open.
Yeah.
In today's world where they have these things, they bring fields in and out by using trays. The technology has made it so easy. You can do it with just a push of a button. Back then, it took a long time to open up a roof.
You going to see Paul McCartney next Tuesday?
No, wish I was.
Is that next Tuesday or the Tuesday after? I can't remember now. I think it's next Tuesday. What's one of those?
They do a lot of concerts up there. It's unbelievable how many... PPG Paints Arenas.
No, this is one of the biggest in the history of the city, I would say.
I know that.
Why aren't you going, Bob?
Work.
Calling sick?
Work.
What if I got you a ticket?
I think I'm developing some sort of cough. It's heading down. I don't know. I can't even breathe right. I think I'm going to have to take a sick day.
Man, I can't wait to see that. And then I have a framed photo autographed of Thurman Thomas in the man cave.
Wow, that's your Buffalo Bills. You should have a lot. You have Jim Kelly?
No, but I have Bob McAdoo. And then in the other corner is James Worthy going in for a one-handed dunk. And that also I got from the General. How about that, Bob? Huh?
That's a good one. By the way, did you happen to watch, because I did, the Knicks in Minnesota last night?
No, but I watched the Warriors.
Or Milwaukee, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The Warriors are good.
They're very good.
Giannis took about 6 steps. I'm looking at this over and over and over again. I have no idea how they not call traveling on this play.
Bob, they haven't called traveling in that league since 1978.
Well, the Euro step is one thing, but this is the whole continent step. I mean, he went all over. 6 steps, nothing called. How could you miss that?
What's up in your man cave? What do you have, Bob? Tell the people.
Oh.
And I'm surprised I've never been invited there, and neither has Limits.
Nope, I have not.
But tell us anyway, Bob.
You have a way of creating opportunity through radio.
A little show party would be nice, Bob, even for hors d'oeuvres.
I work at nights. I told you that.
Call in sick or give us the keys to your house.
You don't work on Saturday.
You don't work on Saturday.
Yeah, but that's family time.
We're your family.
Aren't we your family?
Are we not family?
We all we got, I guess, huh?
We all we got. What's up in there, Bob? Tell us some of the things in there.
I have a lot of bobbleheads. I love bobbleheads, so I have that.
I want to know about cool stuff.
I have a Tiger Woods autographed Augusta National flag.
You told me that one. Yeah. That is incredible.
That's probably the one. I have Arnold Palmer. We have a couple of pictures where he did banquets with him. He signed them to me, which are very special because he's the one guy, more than anybody, who I respected in terms of how he handled things. A lot of hockey stuff.
Anything from Sid?
Yes.
What?
A portrait that was made, and he signed it. And it's a friend of mine who does really good artwork, Alex Peterson. Mm. Things that,
anything
that you get
Jack
over
Lambert?
The years. No Jack Lambert, but I do have Alan Faneca, Jerome Bettis, Hines Ward, a lot of those guys, contemporary guys, Troy Polamalu stuff. It's just by going through, being what we do in sports, you want those kind of moments. I remember a lot of the plays that were associated with those, so.
That's special, Bob.
Yeah, if you're going to have people in, that's what you want them to talk about. You remember this story? It generates conversation.
Andrew Lindbergh has entered the fray.
Yes, he has.
I just wanted to let you know, Joe, yes. I've been in the Pomp basement.
What?
That's right.
Yeah.
How did he get in there, Bob?
Delivering food years ago.
Wow.
I got an invite. He offered me a drink.
No.
He couldn't have been nicer. Didn't know me from Adam.
And I have a lot of stuff at that bar. I still have things that, if you ever want to come in for another drink, Andrew, stop by anytime.
See?
You guys can do the same,
too.
May not be there, but you can come in and just sit
just
there.
Give us the keys.
Yeah, we can do that.
Thank you, Bob.
It's a great place.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew. What did you drink, by the way?
I was on the clock, so I kindly rejected you.
And that is the politically correct statement to make. What did you drink?
I didn't. It was after work. He actually said, come on by after you're done. We'll still be here.
Wow. It was a party?
I wish I had more time to do that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
You could.
That's
a choice, Bob.
The girls were still in high school, so this was a while ago.
What a nice, heartwarming story, Bob.
Sounds to me like Andrew wants to come back for more, and that's fine. I'll give you guys, you come in anytime. If I'm not there, I want to be there, though.
We'll be there Friday around 6:30. One of these nights, Bob, a little show party would be nice, okay. I think. Even for an hour, Limits and I will stop by on the way somewhere else. Right, Limits?
100%.
It might be better if I'm not there and Lisa can entertain you.
That would be wonderful.
That would be great.
I'd like to see that Tiger Woods
I told you, a lot of people have offered me money for it. I'm not parting with that. I just, my respect for what he was able to do as a golfer, just like Arnold. And that's my number one passion, golf. It always was. So that's good. That's good stuff.
What time is it, Bob?
It's time for a Joe Starkey Read the Program.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.